Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we help you navigate the nuances of the English language, breaking down the complex to make it simple. Imagine you're on a journey and you need to talk about how much more you have to travel. Do you go further or do you go farther? Keep listening as we unpack this often confusing pair of words and learn how to use them correctly.
The main difference between further and farther lies in their usage. Farther refers to physical distance, while further is used for both abstract and physical distances. But let's delve a bit deeper, shall we?
Certainly. The word farther comes from the Old English fjorðr, which is related to far. So farther is the comparative form of far, dealing strictly with tangible distance. Think of it this way. When you can measure the distance, use farther. For instance, the store is farther than I thought.
On the other hand, further stems from furtherin, which means to further, an action of advancement or progress. You can see its roots in the word furtherance. It's primarily used when discussing abstract concepts like time, quantity, or degree. For example, I need further information before making a decision.
Interestingly, the use of further to mean physical distance has risen over time, but farther has generally retained its original meaning.
That's right, Abby. Even though further can be used for both abstract and literal distances, if you want to be precise and traditional, sticking to farther for physical distances is your best bet.
Now let's have some fun and see if we can apply what we've learned. Jack, I'll give you a sentence with the word blank, and you'll fill it with either further or farther. Ready?
Let's do it.
All right. I can't believe how blank we've walked today.
Since we're talking about physical distance, the correct word would be farther. I can't believe how farther we've walked today.
Excellent. Here's another. Blank research is required to understand the phenomenon.
The appropriate word here is further, as we discuss abstract concepts. Further research is required to understand the phenomenon.
You're getting the hang of it. Now, to our listeners, think about this sentence. The blank you delve into the book, the more interesting it gets.
The correct word is further, since delve implies a depth that isn't necessarily physical, but more intellectual or abstract.
That's brilliant, Jack. Remember, folks, when in doubt, ask yourself if the distance or advancement you're talking about can be measured. If it can, farther is likely the word you're looking for.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Grammar Lab. We hope we've brought you some clarity on the further versus farther conundrum.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Until next time, keep analyzing and perfecting your grammar, friends.